While down in all three quarters, the Tigers came back into the fourth quarter with the poise and energy that they were looking for all game long. Trojan Quentin Vance, who is the game leader, fouled out early in the fourth quarter, which helped Griswold gain their stretch back against Essex. The Tigers were able to come back from a 44-40 deficit after the third quarter and put down 17 fourth quarter points, while allowing Essex to just 4 and took the 57-48 victory. Head coach Matt Spinango was proud of his boys for being able to pull themselves back in the game while sharing the basketball evenly among one another.
You know what? I'm really proud of the boys. Their confidence, their ability to, you know, settle down. Had to call a couple timeouts, settle them down, settle myself down a little bit at the same time. But these are the types of games that we need to build that winning feeling so they know how to win. And I mean, we've been in a lot of tough games. We had Fremont Mills on Monday, which was a close game. Just didn't end up the right way. You know, last night we were really flat and played a horrible game. But tonight, you know, the boys come back. And that's what it's about. You know, we had four boys tonight in double figures. And that's sharing the ball. That's sharing the responsibility. And that is team basketball, and that's Griswold basketball.
Leading in the game for Essex was Quentin Vanta with 18 points in the night, and could have been much more if he hadn't fouled out early in the fourth quarter. Tony Racine was right behind him with 12 points, as he had 8 points in the first half alone. Wade Scholes sat right behind his brother Isaiah Scholes with 6 and 5 points respectively. Keenan Buick played a great defensive role, while he also put down 3 points. Finishing off scoring was Johnny Resch and Caden Peeler with 2 points apiece. For Griswold, they were led by 3 players on the night. Bodie Wyman, Peyton Cook, and Hogan Hook all knocked down 14 points each in the game and all led the Tigers. Zane Johnson played well on the floor while keeping up the ball movement with 10 points in the night. Braden Lockwood and Keldon Turner finished off in scoring with 2 points each. Coach Benanga was proud of his 3 leading scorers, as that shows how he wants his boys to go out and play every night.
You know, it means a ton, because those boys are putting in the time and they're putting in the effort and practice. And then in games, sometimes we let it be bigger than us.
Right.
And they're young guys. You know, they're all sophomores and juniors. So, you know, when we have games like tonight where they work together and their hard work pays off and it shows in the score with 4 and double figures, I mean, that's... you don't get much better than that. I mean, you really, truly don't. And they work together. They believed in themselves. The only really downside I really saw tonight was we missed 12 free throws. So that's not real positive. Right. But you know what? They will continue to strive on, and we'll be just fine.
Griswold was able to break their 2-game losing streak on Friday night as they look to next week for a tough battle against Shenandoah. This win helped to show the Tigers the importance of sharing the basketball and ball movement on the floor.
You know, it's more about proving it themselves to each other, that they can do it. And it doesn't just take one person, but it takes collectively the whole team to do it. And as long as we remember that and we play like that, we'll do great things. If we try to rely on one person or have a one-man show, that just doesn't work.
The Tigers will take on Shenandoah this upcoming Thursday, January 11th on the road at 7:30 p.m. I'm Zach Callens reporting.